Now, I would ask you, how many in here that does not have a prayer card, and yet you're sitting, you want God to hear you? Would you raise up your hand so you just have a gentleman?
Just all over everybody.
Now, look. Now, if these people here, I want to ask, how many of you in the prayer line here, it's strangers to me, I don't know you. Just raise up your hand, through the line here. Strangers. How many out there are strangers to me, I don't know? Raise up your hand, anyway. What's the solid, everybody? I don't know one person in here outside of Mr. Mercer here, Mr. Vail, and Brother Jay here. And maybe I might go with some of those ministers. I was looking at them a lot, looking like I've seen these conventions and so forth, I believe, but maybe not all of them. I can't call anyone's name, this fellow here. It seems like I've seen him, and this fellow here. Are you Brother Wilson, are you?
Yeah.
I thought so. All right? That's about the limit that I would know. Now look. Now, I have just explained to you by the Bible that all healing comes from God and is already finished work. How many know that now? How many know that if Jesus, the Son of God, was standing right here with his suit on, as some of you people sent me the other day, all right? How could he stand here and you come to him and say, Lord Jesus, will you heal me? Now, be careful. Could he do it? He could not. He's already there. It was in the atonement. How many know that? He was a child of mine. Don't you know I've already done it? Do you believe it? Yes, Lord, I believe it. All right. On your way, as you had to believe, so is he. How many know that he is? How many know that he's already healed over the body? That by the atonement, every perfect blessing, everything that can be done for the human race is already done. When Jesus finished the work and said, finished at Calvary, you know that every redemptive blessing. Now, some of you ministers might not believe in divine healing. But how could you preach salvation to the soul without divine healing? What is sickness? Sickness is an attribute of sin. What is sin? Smoking? Drinking?
No.
Committing adultery?
No.
Well, what's that? That's an attribute of unbelief. What is sin? There's only one sin. That's unbelief. He that believes the prophet is condemned already.
Hallelujah.
Only two. Faith and unbelief. You're on one side. If you are a believer, you don't smoke, drink, and commit adultery. But because you don't do it, don't make you a believer. No, sir. It's just an attribute. What is sin? Sin is the attribute of sin. Before we had any sin, we had no sickness. Sickness came in because of sin. How many know that?
Well, sure.
Well, then, sure. If a great big animal has you and it's pawing your side, pulling your ribs out, now you wouldn't be necessary for you to cut that paw off if he wasn't biting you. You'd have cut his paw off, just knock him in the head. That'd kill the whole thing. Is that right? Well, that's the way sickness is. When you kill sin, you pull sickness with it. You can't preach salvation without taking everything that ever happened to the human race. He was our redeemer. Your redeemer. Yes, sir. Even the old body, when it dies, like our soul dies, and our spirit is born again, we're new creatures of eternal life. Forever, forever, we never die. With eternal life. Then, it's eternal, building, God's own life. Then die. All right. Then, when you are sick and you go and you die and go to the grave, when God comes, Christ comes, you're called from the dust. All of your finished work. God calls a new life. You don't have to come out, make an atonement, make you out, and make you another person. He just speaks and you come forth.
That's right.
Well, what is this? What is salvation we have now? It is the earnest of our completeness in God, where we'll never have the more thoughts of sin. What is sickness now? What is healing of our body? It's the earnest money of our resurrection. Perfect. Now, believe. Now, I want you now to be just as reverent as you can be and believe with all that's in you. Don't move around. But now, when the Holy Spirit is speaking, if he does, how many seen the picture of it tonight? Let's see how many have ever seen the picture. Right there, what you see? We'll get for you tomorrow night. By angel of the Lord, right here in Washington, D.C., George J. Lacy, the head of the FBI,
And that makes sense. What we're trying to talk about here is the only supernatural being that was ever photographed in the world. Dragon from God. Just listen to that. Now, what we have given from the American Photographer Association, the WCBO out of Texas, what we said. If he came to Germany a few months ago, three times, this coming, going back to the pillar of fire, the same one that followed the children of Israel in the days of Israel's journey. How many know it was the pillar of fire? How many know that was wrong?
Yeah.
How do you know you're called? That's what makes it. That's good, brother. It's right. That's right. When the Jew on earth said, I come from God. I return to God. When he come on earth, when he did the children of Israel, he was a pillar of fire. He's in the burning bush. Jesus, when he's on earth, he said, I am that I am, when he's in the bush. Is that right? He was. All right. Then he said, I come from that, I return to that. After his death, burial, and resurrection, Paul made him on the road down to Damascus. What was he? A light that put Paul's eyes out, standing his prayer. Right. Now here's his picture again, right here again. I keep telling it, and George Grace, he said, I'll be your creed to you, Mr. Barron. But said, I said it was psychology, but said the mechanical eye of this camera won't take psychology. That's the head of the FBI. And tell you what, Doctor. It was absolutely there. That same angel is not 2 foot and one standing on. I'm alive. Not for me, it's for you. It's for us, the church, the believers. We're right in the days of the coming of the Lord. He has returned to see the skin that's gone on just like he did in Abraham's time for us. He's going lost and so forth or the starting of Mars. We'll get into that later this week. We haven't time for it now. I'll be real reverent. Watch, believe. Now, Lord, from henceforth it's your service, it's been yours all along. But now speak, Lord, one word from you will be more than millions from all of us ministers. We are your children. We love to speak of you, but just one word from you will be more than anything we can do. Grant these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you without the prayer card, just start saying, Lord, I believe that man told the truth. Because he touched the scripture. Now I'm touching your garment. And make it known to me tonight, myself. I'll keep it up there on the prayer on the line. But let him speak. If I touch you, let him speak and call me from here and tell me that he's the same. That's what he said there in prayer. And you start believing that. Then. Now don't make yourself nervous. Just believe. Just let your nervousness go. Now, the little lady, I suppose she's honest, is with a little on her head, a little cap. And I suppose this is our first time meeting, is it, buddy? You saw me. This is probably a meeting? Oh, I'm in a meeting. In a condition. All right. Now, of course, I have no way of knowing you or what's wrong with you or anything. You know that. I'm just a man and you're a woman. Now, here is a beautiful Bible picture being portrayed. Not in some dark corner, like the devil's side of you, but out here where everybody can see. And God doesn't have to be a dark corner. God's the God of light. Now, Jesus and a woman spoke to each other at the well of Samaria. And there was a man and a woman meeting first. And Jesus found out what her trouble was and told her. By that he said, you must be a prophet. That would be a servant of the Messiah. But she said, I know when the Messiah comes, we know, we Samaritans, we know when the Messiah comes, he'll show these signs. You believe that? In your own religion, you yourself, she knows that, she said. All right, that's good. Now, just as a man, then the Messiah raised from the dead, he's here in the form of the Holy Spirit. Now, if I say, lady, you're sick, you might not be. If I say, lady, you want finances, you might not. I say, hey, you're saying to somebody else, you might not, I don't know. But if I say, you're sick, you have to hit it right, you're going to get well, you say that to them again. See? But now if the Holy Spirit will come and go back and say something that you know whether it's true or not, you can witness that. You know that. But now if I'm telling you something in the future, you have a right to doubt it. But it tells you something that's been in the past. You don't know whether it's the truth or not. Is that true? Is that funny? That's the matter. Let her be the judge. And you be the judge. Not if we're judging God, but we're loving God, and we're glad to be his grace in the day. Now, I'm saying that I believe that he will do it. If he will just being the first person here, if he will just make known to me your trouble as your brother, which you are a Christian, and if you would just speak to me and tell me what you're here for or something like that, you'd accept that he knows it and you're going to get what you ask for. You do that? Will the rest of the audience read it with you? I see what I'm trying to find favor with the Holy Spirit. You see, the two people will believe you. Read the book, he said, if you get the people to believe you, I said, I'm uneducated. He said, this will be given to you. Then he told me about it in the scripture. Then it was, then ever since I was a little baby boy. Thousands of times you never seen. I've been real blessed. Now, if the Lord God, if I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be an awful person. But I couldn't help you. But God can. Now, if the Lord will tell me what's your trouble, you're going to believe it. Now, if anybody, if they can still hear my voice in the audience, the woman's moving from me. And she is suffering with a heart trouble. That's exactly right. And that's a nervous cause. The nervous condition. And then I noticed you trying to read or do something, your eyes were going bad. That's true. And then you have a female trouble, which is a growth on the female organ. It should be operating. And so you've been told, and he said the doctor said that to be done. But that's true, isn't it? And read you Jesus Christ. Can I heal a woman? No. But I believe he's already healed her. I'll be her savior. That's it. Now, with every word, I don't know what I said to you. You see the recording going there? That tells what it was. That was somewhere in another world, or you found it in another dimension. You Christians in the Spirit of God. All right. Here's a woman. Never met her before. Whenever you told her, you got her hands up, and it's absolutely the truth. This is our first time ever meeting and speaking to each other in the world. What is it? Jesus, the same yesterday and forever. Sir, we would see Jesus. Now, that's your brother, you know. But can't be me. Some power knows that. Now, depending on what you think the power is. You think it's the Holy Spirit, you get that reward. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, grant unto this dear woman the things that she has desired. I pray for this blessing to her in the name of thy Son, Lord Jesus. I don't doubt, though it be just exactly what she asked for, you can receive it. Everybody be real ready. Suppose we're strangers to each other. I thank you, raised up your hands a few minutes ago. It's our first time meeting. The Lord Jesus knows us both. And someday we've got to stand in His presence. Now tonight, be a little nervous because it's an audience of people, wonderful people, but it begins to rise a little. You can't help it, see. I mean, it makes a nervous people. If I don't know you, and the Lord Jesus will tell me what you're here for, would you believe me to be His servant? Did He promise you to do that? Is there anyone in the audience knows you? There is. Then they'll know what it's to do. You'll know. Now, if you knew, I could. To hide your life, you could. Because it's His presence. Now, you're aware that something's going on. You know that standing before a man, your brother, would make you feel bad. There's no audience for nothing. You're a same-looking person, you know. A real sweet, humble life to you. Is that right? That angel of the Lord is sitting right around the woman, looking right at her. The woman wants me to pray for some condition that she has, and that is her limbs, her legs. That thus saith the Lord. How fast I think that they're now, see, more you would talk to her, more would be said. Now, whatever it was, I see something the woman is doing or something, whatever it was, she did it with it. I just talk to her a little more. She can't get to her two names, but let's just tonight just see, take her time. That's a fissure limb. And also you get some kind of condition that's in your spine. It's gallbladder trouble. Exactly what you. And you're deeply distressed about someone. That's a loved one. That's your son. He's not here. He's in another city. And that place is called Roanoke. And he is suffering with a mental condition. It's called, he's a veteran, a young man, not set in one wall. That's exactly like that dust bears along.
Hallelujah.
You believe Jesus knows you now? Your faith is not in this one? You believe you will receive what you've asked for? That's how you feel. Dear God, I pray that you'll be merciful to my Lord and sister, and hear the Lord who sings that you have in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. And you go and believe it. Be real reverent. Don't be around, please. You see, if you do, it upsets you. Be real reverent. I suppose this is our first time meeting. We're strangers to each other. And probably going years apart and miles apart. Now, please don't do that thing. Don't move. Just step still just a minute, please. I'll leave you another 5 minutes if you'll listen. I don't move. See, you've got to be reverent in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit said to me when he met me down there, if you get the people to believe you, then you've got to do what I tell you. If you believe me to be the servant of Christ, I'll say just the things that he says to say. The lady and I are strangers. She's younger than I. We don't know each other. And this is our first time meeting. But God knows about both of us. If he will reveal to me what your trouble is, you will believe that he is the resurrected Christ working through just his church here. You will believe. The Lord God grant you. Your trouble is a nervous condition. Then you got trouble in your chest. That is the nerve packing you up. And you just had some kind of accident, or you fell on ice and hurt. That's hurt your spine. And you're a preacher, a lady preacher.
That's right. That's right.
And you got somebody on your heart that's here, and it's somebody from your own congregation. It's someone that's got cancer in the last stage, and you won't care for her. That's just say it some more. Now, the tears on that hike just put it on. Lord God, grant these things as I pray and bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Look out. Believe what you ask. How do you do? You ready? Now, ladies, you say you have your head down praying. Good. You touch something. I don't know yet you. You really need to do Christ's service? You do. You're holding something from God, aren't you? The reason was this woman a few moments ago had something wrong in her chest. I saw you standing here before me. You suffer with a heart trouble. That's right. And you got a high blood pressure too. But that's right, ladies, that's your room. You touch something I've never seen you have. He does something, he heals you then.
Oh, wonderful.
That gives us a thrill to the woman right behind you there, with the red shirt on, you has a bladder trouble. That's right, baby. You believe that God makes you well now? No, that she can have it. If you believe it. All right, that's good. The Mennonite brother there next to you there, praying also the heart trouble. You believe that God will make you well, sir? You touched me. It's over. That's faith in God. Myself, I'm rolling on. But the Lord God does know you. If the Lord God who created the heavens and earth will reveal to me what you're standing here for, will you do it? You are suffering with a condition in your back, a back trouble. You have a throat trouble also. That's right. A gallbladder trouble, your body. You're not from the city. No. If the Lord would tell me something about you, where you're from, would you believe with all your heart? You're trying to press into something, maybe. That won't be no good. Well, you know, you just believe, just simply, just childlike faith. You just believe. You're from a place called Madison, Virginia. Your name's Rose. Your last name's Nicholson. I have truth. Now turn around and go home and believe with all your heart and be well. Get down to what they need. All things will
thank you, Jesus.
Suppose we're strangers, you say. You're within one of me. Not only that one, and just set my body for me. Pass by, pass by, call and go to heaven.
For
41
years.
When that little brown girl was healed up there and the child was on the triple feet and the one in the who's who. That's the real thing. That was back in time when Brother Bowles was in there. A wonderful brother. I remember the people climbing up on the skylight to see through the moon. Brother Redditor's tabernacle. You know, Brother Redditor, years ago. And we're strangers to each other exactly. I don't know you. Just passing through a line where thousands of people went through. No one would ever know. And you're ready. Something happened. You believe that God will grant to you the things that you're asking for? Mm-hmm. You're suffering with several things. I see that you've been having an operation or something. I see you going two times.
That's you've
had two
right.
Operations.
That's
then you've got an inward trouble, an internal trouble. And that was caused from childbirth. It's a sore. That's been many, many years ago when you was a younger woman. That's the thing. You believe that God in you? All eternal God, all good life. Send out blessings upon the woman and make her well, Father. I pray that you're granting things in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Just believe with all your heart. And the Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. All things. Getting a shock back there, somebody thought Jesus perceived the thought. I mean, nevertheless, ask me something. Lady, put your hand on me. If God will reveal to me what the shovel is looking this way, would you believe him? All right, and your heart won't bother you no more. You can go home and do that. You believe that God will make you well? You believe it? You have it. Heart trouble also. Now, can't see. Right back behind there also, you had heart trouble. You got a rupture too. You believe that God will make you well? Raise your hand up, Mr. Clinton.
What if I told you you were healed before you come up here? Would you take my word for it? And turn around and go back. Just before you come up there, you just stand where you are right there, brother. Just right there. You bring me to your service. Your shadow is gone. That's great. You got cancer. You bring the God of healing? Raise up your hands. I accept you, Jesus, as my name. God bless you. Have a long road and go. Think more about it. Go on, believe with all your heart. Do you can? Just stay where you are, lady. You really need your service. You bring that bad trouble going, you need to be all right. If you do raise up your hand, all right, you go right around this way, you may go right away from me. You breathe out in the office? Get down, please, please. That's the way you move that trouble that's already there. That's you, son. You're going around this way. Oh, thank you, God. Lady, you also, lady. All right, you go back also. They've been in condition since for a long time. That's wrong. Going around this way. How many out there want to be healed? You believe that God will make you well. That man is so rejoicing about being healed, that heart trouble, or whatever was he must do. The man sitting next to him is all thrilled. He had an asthmatic condition that he wanted to be healed by. You believe, sir, that God will heal that asthma and make you well? Doesn't that other man that is healed with the heart trouble? You do? Well, then you can have him. You can go on your own rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. I may want to be healed, raise your hand. See, I've helped you too long. It's restless. The spirit here makes up to be troubles and things like that. I don't want to be driven, but I want you to do something for me. Lay your hands over on each other. Just put your hands over on each other. Right here, folks, don't come with you. Lay your hands on him on each other. Ready? Do you believe that the Son of God, who I'm trying to tell you to tell you, do you believe that he's here to say amen?
Amen.
Is this what the Bible said would take place?
Amen.
Now remember, this is more than what he did when he was here. Because one person touched him and he got so weak he couldn't move. Or he said he could move, but he said virtue went from him, virtue strength. But he said, these things that I do shall you do also and more than them. We're at the end time now. That's the reason I'm weak, that's true.
That's true.
Now, it's a vision of devil. You think that so many come through you don't know which is where you're in vision or out of vision. See? It's for you. It's the Lord God that's good to you to show you. Now, friends, I don't know what more he could do. I don't know one thing more he could do. He's proved to you that he's not dead, he's alive, and in here. Now, what good would be to stand here anointed if you were out there and wouldn't believe it? It takes your faith is what says it in and does these things. It isn't me. I don't operate that. You operate it with your own faith is what does it. See? It's you, not me. You. And what is it? It's showing that this a person, a man, nothing at all, I'm just a man like you, a human. While the rapture is done and righteousness was declared and so forth, you, every one of you, go before me. I was going out of season. A lot of you people here were preaching the gospel. But when I was just a little local Baptist pastor down there, and you stood for these things, see? It's God's goodness and mercy to you people. Believe, friend, believe is your brother. I'm telling you from all my heart that it's God sent to you. Not me. I'm not God sent to you. The Holy Spirit is God's gift sent to you, see? And it's for you. And every one of you that can believe it and accept it on the basis of the resurrection of Christ and accept it, you're healed right now. Now, let us pray. And you pray for the person sitting next to you, and each one of you pray for the one sitting next to you. The way you pray for each other. If you're Baptist, pray the way the Baptist pray. If you're Pentecost, pray the way they pray. Whatever it is, just pray the way you pray. But everyone who's sitting next to you that you're praying for, I'll pray for all of you. Lord God, Lord. Now, I'm going to ask you something. Now, do you realize the position where I stand? I preach the gospel sermon, not so much on divine healing, because the main thing is the soul before God.
Amen.
That's what we're here for, is to get people saved, get them right with God. Divine healing is just a benefit that goes with your life insurance policy.
Praise God.
It's just a benefit.
But David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. How many know that? Who what? Forget all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. Did you say that?
Right.
That's the benefit that goes with it. Now, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to know how many of you believe that.
Amen.
The way he works yesterday, principle, power, action, works, and everything, he's got to be the same today if he is the same. How many know that?
Amen.
All right. He is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if you'll be real reverent, just for a little bit, don't move around. Just set real still. How many in here that does not have a prayer card wants God to heal you? Raise your hand. Does not have a prayer card. There's no way of telling this word, who's who. All right? If you look this way, if the anointing of the angel of the Lord comes, Christ, how many see the picture of it now? Got the picture here, all right? It's from Washington, D.C. Or really to call it art, the only supernatural thing that's ever proved by the FBI or anything else to be scientifically proved that a supernatural being has pictures of it. A pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. How many know that pillar of fire was Christ?
Right.
How many know when he was showing up, he said, I come from God and I go to God? How many know that?
Amen.
And when he went back to God, Paul made him after his resurrection on the roof to Damascus, what was it? A pillar of fire again, a light that put his eyes out. Is that right?
Amen.
Peter was his way. He comes as a light to the prison, went in delivery, opened the gates in front of him, shut him out. Is that right?
Amen.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What will do? Any spirit, anything, any life will bear a record of itself. Now, if that angel of God, whose picture you see here, if that angel of God is of Christ, it'll bear the works of Christ. How many know that? It bears the works of Christ. If it don't bear the works of Christ, then it isn't Christ. If I had the spirit of John Dillinger, I'd have done. I'd be of no common character. Whatever spirit you are, that's what bears your record. Now, if I said I could heal you, I'd be telling you something wrong. I cannot heal you. What is it? It's a gift that I have that God gave me, not somebody to lay hands on me. That don't work. Gifts and callings are without repentance. You're born with it.
Amen.
In all your life. The Bible says so. Moses was born a prophet. John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born, he's a voice of one crying in the wilderness. God told Jeremiah, before you was even conceived in your mother's womb, God knew you, sanctified and ordained your prophet to the nation. It's God's election, calling. Not that you're any better than anybody else. We're all the same. We're just children. But God has chosen some to be one thing and some another. And if you get where God chose you, then you can yield yourself and that Spirit will work through you. Just like these ministers here. Well, they're called preachers. They don't get up here, the preacher. I'm not a preacher. I wouldn't say I was a preacher because I had no education. But some men there, if you get up there and preach, their preaching is inspired. They yield themselves to the Spirit of God. They have a way of doing that. First is what? Apostles. Then prophets. Then teachers. Then evangelists. Then pastors. Everybody knows that. That's the offices of the church. God set them. Now, if I've been teaching this right, and Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, and this is the gift to yield, so he'll work, he'll bear his record. Here stands a woman. I've never seen her in my life. How many of you here are total strangers? And you raise up your hand. Total stranger. I don't know you. All in the prayer line that I don't know, raise up your hand. There we are. Total stranger. Don't know none of us. The lady raised her hand. I'll raise my hand. We've never met. I walk right out here just a minute. I want the audience to see. Now, this is not in a dark room, as the devil would do. This is right out here before you all. God's the God of life.
Hallelujah.
He lives in life. He is a consuming fire.
Hallelujah.
Now, the lady and I never have seen each other. I don't know her. She don't know me. You say, Brother Branham, what are you stalling for that angel of the Lord? If he doesn't anoint, then I can do nothing. It's him. If I get myself from talking on the word, yielded to the Spirit, then it works. Now, if I said to the woman, she might be an infidel, she might be a hypocrite, she might be a prostitute, she might be a saint, she might be sick. I don't know nothing about her. I've never seen her. But God does know her. Now, whatever she is, if I walk up here and say, lady, you're sick. Yes. Praise the Lord, you're going to be healed. Jesus got my word for that. She said he could get that. But if the Holy Spirit go back down in her life and tell her something, whether she knows, she'll know whether that's right or not, then that has to be God. It has to be. Jesus said he did that. Every one of the true worshipers believed he was the Son of God because he did that. The apostle finally said this, we believe now that you are the Son of God, you know all things, have no need that any man should teach you. And by this, you, perceiving your thoughts and knowing these things, we know that you were sent from God. Amen. Jesus said to you, now believe. After all those things that he did. Now, if the lady, knowing this, now, if the Lord Jesus will perform the same thing here that he did at the well of Samaria, how many of you will believe with all your heart? All right. I'm standing right back here because I don't know how loud my voice is. Now, everything's operating that there. Watch, because when the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes, I don't know how loud. It's in another world, and you're speaking, and you can't tell. Are you real there? Let the lady be the judge. If anybody here knows this woman? Is there anybody in the building? Yes, there's people back up right there. All right, people that all right, you know whether this is true or not. Let's just say, now, be real ready. You realize where I'm standing. I'm trying to represent the God that loves you, trying to bring courage to you, to love him and to stay with him and to believe on him and trust him. That's all he does it for. He don't have to do it, but he does it that his word might be fulfilled. He didn't heal back there because he had to, but it might be fulfilled. This is the thing. Of course, seeing you with a Bible in your hand, of course, you can just be stalling with that. But you're not. You're a Christian. You're a believer. Now, I do not know yet, but now just as Jesus spoke to the well, at the well, for the woman, at the well, rather, then you're aware there's something taking place right there, you see. That's right. Did you see the picture of that lady? That's just what's making you feel the way you are. If the audience could only see it. In the lady, there's a light standing between she and I. Now, she seems to be moving from me, slowly. She's suffering with a tremendous nervous condition that she wants you to pray for. That is true. Now, being that the woman was shaking, I've seen her, she does that quite often. She's that way, she's been that way for some time. It started at the menopause because she's a younger looking woman when it started. Now, just a moment. Let's talk to her a little more and see if anything else. Yes? Besides that, you've got a trouble with pains in your side. And you've got an internal trouble. And that internal trouble is an intestinal condition. And you've had an operation for that. And that's what caused your pain. You're not from this city. You come from another city. That's Richmond. Go home. Jesus Christ wants you well. If he knew what was, he surely will know what will be. How do you do? Everyone, reverend, now real reverend, please just keep your seat, just be praying. Are we strangers to each other, ladies? We are. This is our first time meeting. God knows us both. If he will reveal to me, like he did in the Bible, through his son, Jesus, and now his son was died so that the Spirit could come back on sinners like me and you, to do the work of God, to continue the work. You believe that? He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Now, the vine doesn't bear fruit. The branch bears fruit. And the branch will bear the same kind of life that's in the vine. That is true, isn't it? Now, if he's the same, that should be the difference forever. He will redeem you. You are suffering with something that's hurting you in the front part here, in the chest. It's under your right side. It's a gallbladder trouble. Not only that, but you've got a stomach trouble. That's the cause of an oversecretion of acid. And you're not from this city. You're not from this state. A place near me. You are, your name is Mrs. Betty Worthington.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to go home and rejoice to be happy. Do you believe?
Yes.
Yes. Have faith in God. Be real there. You can only believe God will bring it. And you out there in the audience, just the same. You start looking this way. Don't doubt. Get the superstitions away now. And say, Lord God, that preacher just told me, according to your word, that you're the same yesterday and forever. I'm not up there having a prayer card. I don't have no prayer card. But he said that you as a high priest, the same yesterday and forever, and that I could touch you with a feeling of my infirmity. So, Lord Jesus, I believe what the man said is the truth. And I'm coming to you now, and you prove it to me that you are the same. And I'm going to ask you to ask to say to Brother Brown, turn around and tell me something about myself, that I'm in the audience. Any word of will. Be sincere now, if you do it. Just be sincere, don't doubt. How do you do, sir? The Lord Jesus Christ knows us. To me, you're a stranger. As far as I know, I've never seen you in my life. But God knows both of us. But if the Lord God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept it, sir? Somebody touched him. There's a spirit that's on this man, that's on someone else in here. It's a child, a little boy. He keeps appearing here. Double rupture. The child sitting right there. You had a rupture too. That's exactly right. See that spirit that thought if you get by with that? See how them demons trying to pull one to another? Try to scream for help? I followed that black streak and seen it. Now you're sitting there praying, wasn't you, sir? You said, if God is for our glory, that's it. Now go down, believe.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a rupture? And I see you somewhere, it seems like you're under surgery or something. It's a prostate trouble. You've had an operation for it, a prostate trouble. You're not from this country either. Looks like Maryland to me. I see a man by you that's praying for you. He's a tall fellow, stooped over, wears glasses. You're a minister, and it's a brother that's praying for you who is a minister.
My God.
And you are Reverend T. T. Hart.
My God.
That's right. Come back. There is no way God be with you. Have faith in God. You ladies just felt the Spirit of God in you. That high blood pressure you've been praying for. You believe, I say, that in that line of body, it will leave you. What did she touch? Who did she touch? The high priest. I mean, she could fall from me. Do you believe that woman out there?
Yeah.
He touched the high priest. That's a deep touch with the feeling of our infirmity. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. How do you do, sir? I said, all first strangers need each other. This is our first word we need. What do you think, lady? You believe it to be the truth? Yes? You think God healed that diabetes?
Yes,
amen. That paralyzed condition?
Yes, amen.
Stand up on your feet and be made well.
Holy.
Oh, <Lord.
laughs>
Do you believe? Sir, if Jesus Christ has raised from the dead and is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then he and you, I could not. To help you, and if I could and wouldn't do it, I'd be a normal person. I wouldn't have the love that I've been preaching about tonight. No, I better go get it myself before I tell others. But he has presented himself to his church. No matter how much he had the anointing, if you didn't believe it, it would never work. It's not me doing this, it's your own faith doing it. It's your faith leading God that does it by the in the Son of God, because you had that spirit without measure. I just got a spoonful of it. Like a spoonful of water out of the ocean, but the same thing goes in the spoonful is in the whole ocean. The same time. But he was the Son of God. I'm a sinner saved by grace. But he promised he would do this, and he keeps his word. You are wanting me to pray for a condition of your body and your eyes. It's a skin condition that broke out over you, and it's going into your eyes and hindering your eyes. That's true. You're not from this country either. You're from a place in North Carolina, and your name is Sister C.C. Campbell. I return home and get well. It's out here, see? All things are possible. How do you do, sir? This is our first time meeting, I suppose. I've never seen you before, but God knows you definitely. You've made me to be his servant. Yes, sir. What you're doing here, God bless you. You've been shattered today. Because you're real weak now. And you've had an operation just in the last week or two. And that was a cancer. And that cancer was on the brain. You believe? Not only that, but a woman appears by your side. She's here tonight. I'll feel her now, will you? That's your wife. And she's all swollen up. And she's scared to answer to you. So put your hands on her, and both of you be healed in the name of the Lord. It's down to me. All things are possible. Are you ready? How do you do? Suppose your Mennonite brother with your coat. I appreciate your stand for Christ. I have hundreds of Mennonite women. Would you have no call boys? Yes. He's a very good friend of mine. Many other brethren of Mennonite. I never will forget at 4 morning one night, I was having a service. A Mennonite girl was playing the piano. And as all the boy couldn't even respect, the Holy Spirit had been telling him about the condition that caused it. And while it pronounced him well, the Mennonite girl was playing the great position now is near. And the little boy jumped down the arms and ran off the platform. The mother fainted. The girl jumped up. And those ivory keys continued to play the great position now is near. Hundreds and hundreds of steps in the office. Christ still lives. We're strangers to each other. God knows us both. If the Lord God will reveal to me what you're wanting of him, would you believe he'd give it to you? Thank you, sir. Then I pray that you get what you ask for. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody that's not here. It's a woman, and she's dying with cancer. That's just saith the Lord. You believe now? You can have what you got. You believe in God's heart?
Just a moment. Something happened in the audience. Seeing that was in him. Yesterday, this woman sitting right in here, kind of red face. She's praying. She's got stomach trouble. And she wants the Lord to heal her. You accept it as your healing, sister? You do? If you do, you can have what you're asking for. Get down to your knees. God bless you. Here, I believe the woman missed it. Because the angel left her right away. He goes to another, said, I only need to stop colitis. Do you think God will heal with that colitis? Or if you have your healing? You're praying. You got something wrong with your neck. Do you believe God will heal you? Raise up on your feet then. You have your healing. God bless you. I challenge you in Christ's name to believe it. Do you believe it?
Hallelujah.
What did you say? Lay your hands over on each other. If God will reveal to me what's on your heart, will you make you stronger to believe? It's about some of your people, your in-laws. That's your husband's uncle. He has cancer. And your husband also has someone else that he's been praying over you to, and that's his cousin. And they have epilepsy, that thus saith the Lord. Do you believe, young lady? Whatever you ask, go and have it just the way you believe. Do you believe on it? Now, after you have seen, do you believe?
Amen.
What do you think, sir, sitting there next to her? You. Are you a stranger to me? Do you have a prayer card?
you know. You believe to be his servant? If the God of heaven will reveal to me what your trouble is, you'll know what's the truth, and I want you. Will you believe and accept it with all your heart? If you believe that, that thou beest will lead you. That's what you said. Or he'll go home and be well. Do you really believe? What about back in this section? Do you all believe? All right, just be ready. Here it is. Saint, of course you can't see it. I bet John would choose to show you. Be up line hanging right there. It's got all this lady in that coat on, sitting right there, that little striped thing in the red coat on. You. That's you. And your Jesus. Have you prayed for it? You don't. Do you know me? I don't know you. If that's true, let the polar hands that for people. If the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, has raised from the dead, and you're just a woman walking here today, we've never been blind. If Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and wants to make known to these people that he's still the Messiah resurrected, he would do it in the same way he did to the Samaritan lady, the woman at the well. Would he do it? I don't know your troubles, you know, if I don't know you. But if Jesus were revealed to me what your troubles is, will you believe it's just like the woman said, come see a man who told me the same? You're suffering, and your trouble is in your throat, also in your heart, and in your back. That's right. But down your ear. Do you believe with all your heart? Just be there. Everyone, just believe with all your heart. Have faith, don't doubt. I don't think we've been in this section yet. There should be something here for you. Here's a lady sitting right here in here. She has a roar in her head. That's the lady sitting right here. Stand up on your feet now. Have you ever had a roar? You don't. Am I a stranger to you? Your father was a roaring, upsetting your head. Now, if you needed you, I couldn't. Christ has done it. But to hide your life, you couldn't. Let me say this to you. There's somebody in this building right now that's connected with you that's afraid. That's your mother. And that woman is dying with a cancer. If I tell you where that cancer is, will it help your faith? It's cancer of the stomach. That's exactly right. Now go home, hope that you'll be well. Do you believe? Have faith. Here, right here in front of me, lady, just tell it hurt your back. Do you believe Jesus Christ makes you well? If you will do, you have what you ask for. Lady sitting right here, suffering with a nervous condition. the little lady from Adam. If you believe with all your heart, that's right. Give thou his dream. What about the lady sitting right here on the end of the road, right there behind this gentleman standing with him? He had more faith than you thought he had. You believe that ring will be healed? You do? Wave your hand to God if you think it'll be healed. Have you a prayer for her? You don't. You don't need any. Do you believe? I believe we've been over this thing. Hear about preachers. My brethren, you're not immune from the blessings of God because you're shepherds. How many of you men know that I don't know and you raise your hand, you preach? All right. Encourage your faith to believe. Just be faith. If you got anything wrong with you, you want God to heal. Where are you sitting right now? Drop your head then. Because you know something happened to you. I don't know yet. We're strangers right there to you. Yeah, Marco. That's right. You believe God will heal you. You're not from this country. You're from Pennsylvania. Your name is Mr. Reverend. Do you pronounce that holy reason? Go home and pledge for every reason. Do you believe? How do you believe? Now, as for Jesus Christ alive, he is raised from him. Sure, he's alive. Now, if you will do what I ask you to do, don't doubt. Just believe it, each one out. Lay your hands over one another. Everybody in the building. Just put your hands on each other. I'm going to quote to you the last message Jesus said. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they